The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
Yes.
And the handsome man sitting next to me is Shia.
Hi.
And today's show is about remaining centered or
staying centered during physical and emotional challenges. And I'm right now in the midst of a physical challenge.
So it's perfect.
So it really is perfect.
We had to kind of chuckle when we saw that this was today's show topic.
Because I had some surgery yesterday, and this morning I am in considerable discomfort. And so staying centered in physical discomfort is an interesting, it's like a challenge, but it's not really a challenge. The challenge is not to feel sorry for myself and go into the drama of it and allow myself to be with the sensations as they roll through my body. And I got to tell you, they've been rolling through.
And for me, staying centered whilst
watching
a loved
me.
One is going through, because any of you who know Shia knows that his ability to process sensation is very good, better than good, and so that if he's registering something as pain, it's usually extremely intense. So to watch him break out into sweats, to almost pass out, to have distress, for me, it's super important that I don't run forward in time to what if and what does this mean, but really deal with what's specifically in front of me in this moment, handle the things I need to handle. By the way, he's fine. He's going through whatever he needs to go through healing-wise. It's certainly not comfortable. I don't want you listening right now worrying about him, because worrying does nothing. Worrying is going off into the future and into a what if.
And he's even smiling most of the time here.
And we appreciate your care and your concern, but worry is an added element that you don't need to do.
Let's talk about listening.
Let's.
Because if you listen, really listen, it pulls you into your life, into the current moment of your life. I'm not talking about listening to your complaints. You know, if you let your mind go, it will complain. But you are not your mind. You are not the voice in your head, and you don't have to go down the path of what this all means.
Yes, our mind is a forward past machine. We're used to projecting to worst possible futures. It's its job, but that doesn't mean that you can't rein it in, that you can't actually keep directing your attention back here to what is, rather than talking to yourself about potential futures.
Yes.
And listening also is an important element when you're being with somebody who's not feeling well, and particularly because if you love someone, you hate to see them in pain, you don't want to see them in distress, you don't want to see somebody's health decline, particularly with an aged person or your child, it's like, oh no, you don't want that for them. But being able to listen to their experience without doing anything with it is an incredible gift, because then they are able to experience express themselves. They don't have to hide what's going on. They don't have to think that it means something negative about them if they're going through a challenging time. So listening to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective is an incredible gift.
And it pulls you into the moment. See, that's where your life transforms, where whatever is going on loses its power over your life and you start to gain some self-control. Hey, let's talk about the three principles because they're important here. Because if you resist something, it gets worse.
That's true. You know, our friend Dan in
Hamburg
was telling us that he's known us for about 5 years and he really finally got
the essence
of the three principles.
We finish each other's
sentences. We do. The three principles in a wholly new way. He realized that the second principle is things can only be exactly as they are. But another way of saying that is life shows up.
As a fact.
It shows up as a fact. In this moment, the way it is a fact. That Shai had surgery yesterday is a fact. That he has the amount of sensation he has in any given moment is a fact. That's the fact. First principle is anything you resist persists, takes longer, grows stronger, dominates your life. So if you don't want something,
you become what you don't want.
Then your whole world becomes consumed by what you don't want. Your thought processes, your physicality, everything's consumed by that.
Right. And the third principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is, comfortable, uncomfortable, it really doesn't matter. If you allow it, it will pass. It will allow you to be rather than get lost in your panic of the future.
You know, and truthfully, I actually thought I was going to be leading this or doing this radio show on my own today. Shai showed up a couple minutes before. I'm really grateful to have him. But it really is about being a yes to how your life shows up as opposed to arguing and listening to what your preferences are. That's the way to get yourself lost and in a mental loop. We have a caller from France on the line. Let's take her, shall we? France is first. I see Switzerland second. Isabel, our tech.
Yes. Hello.
Isabel, you with us?
Hello,
can you hear me?
I
can hear you, no problem.
Good.
Good. We can hear you, no problem.
Okay, great.
What can we do for you today?
It is very good to hear you.
Good to hear you as well.
Hear you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm
so I wanted to call up today because I'm really in the middle of a situation that is exactly what you're talking about. Meaning, you know, I live in the United States, but right now I'm visiting my dad,
mm-hmm.
who is at the end of his life. So
yeah.
I'm spending time with him, and you know,
yes.
It's
but now here's the thing, my sweet. You know, you said it perfectly. He is at the end of his life. But you see, this is a place we all reach at some point, like it or not.
And the not liking of it doesn't change the fact.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it makes everything much worse.
Yeah, it does.
And here's the thing. You know, you've been taught that if you're a loving daughter, you should feel bad that your father is at the end of his days.
That's
right.
What it looks like.
But your feeling bad will not make him feel any better.
No.
It will not make you any more a responsible person.
Mm-hmm. What I find challenging right now is, you know, you are saying you can listen to the person, but he's going through, his mind is really... I wouldn't say he has lost his mind, but he's really in a world of his own. And,
let him be there.
It's very, repetitive. And so, for instance, I just came back from the hospital right now to make the call and listen to the show. And So I was with him for all afternoon, and
Isabel, my darling.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Isabel, listen to me for a second. See, true listening is hearing what a person says newly. It's not about doing anything with it. It's not about getting him better or somewhere. It's about letting him know that he's heard. And if he repeats it a dozen times, so what?
It's really only repetitive if you're back remembering what he said a moment ago.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that I found around Shia's mother's passing, when she did not have the mental faculties that we associate with a person who is in the midst of having a robust life, was she had repetitive thoughts and things that she said over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to recognize that those were things that she was still concerned about. They were things that were left over, that it was really important for me to hear as if I were taking them from her, as opposed to being annoyed that she said the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it can be small minutiae things that they get locked in being a concerned about, or it could be big things, or it could be day-to-day things from many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's troubling me is that I can't help. He's asking for help. For instance, now, when he's in a wheelchair and they put a harness over him because he always wants to get up, but he cannot get up because his legs are not supporting him anymore, so he falls. So the harness is a protection, but it's driving him crazy.
Yes.
So he go all day, he just say, oh, please help me get up this harness. And I say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't. This is your protection.
Okay.
So help me get up this harness. You know, so I feel I cannot, I can listen to it, but I can't improve the situation for him.
That's true, but feeling sorry for him or you doesn't improve the situation for him. So you just went into drama in the last words of your sentence. Did
mm-hmm.
you feel it?
Yeah,
Isabel?
I hear that. I'm aware I did that. Yeah.
Yes. See, you can go into, what do they call it, sentimentality, or you can be there for him.
It was interesting. We went to Whole Foods earlier today on the way home, and there's a door there that says, do not enter through this door. But mind you, a couple of weeks ago, they said, please enter through that door because we're closing a different door due to wind and weather. So it's a sign that is regularly disregarded, not only by the establishment, but by people who enter. And as we were going through the door, Shia said, oh, I'm not listening very well because it says do not enter, and we went through. And I said, no, you're listening. You're just not complying. And, you know, you can acknowledge what he has, say, yes, I know this is driving you crazy, and I can't take it off. You can be a yes. You can be well in yourself. Part of his distress feeds off your distress.
And the more distressed you get, the more distressed he will be. But you see, the telephone works both ways, Isabel. If you're well in yourself, if you're centered, if you're grounded, he will pick up that well-being, and it'll make his passing much easier than if he sees you upset or feels you're upset.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And, you know, I remember once, beginning of life and end of life have a similarity. I remember once hearing a thing on child rearing, when your kid gets to a stage where they don't want to put on their clothes, that you don't offer them the option to not put on their clothes.
You just ask which one they're going to put on first.
Yeah, which would you like to put on first, your pants or your shirt? Or which arm do you want to put in first, your left, this one or that one, your left or your right? It gives them the...
Apparency
of control. Part of the challenge in aging for people is that they lose the control that they've apparently had their entire life. They're not allowed to drive. They're not allowed to walk. In your dad's case, they're not allowed to stand up. They're not allowed to eat what they want. There's the indignity of that. And you can give him back apparent control by offering him options that you can do. No, I can't take that off, but do you want to go down the corridor, or would you like a drink of water? You can offer him options also, Isabel, that gives him back the apparency of control. It may not be something that dissolves it, but the game is for you to discover how to remain centered. That's his best opportunity to be able to catch the communicable ease, as opposed to you catching the communicable dis-ease.
The other thing, Isabella, is you're in a place where people are upset, and you are very psychic.
Mm-hmm.
You know you. And you pick up other people's upsets as though they're yours.
Yeah.
You don't have to go there, you know.
There is a lot. I mean, this place is full of people who have massive challenges, you know.
Yes.
And so, of course.
But you see, you don't have to get sentimental over massive challenges.
See, I really think this is a time for you to step into the big league, Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
You've often been very clear about your intuitive nature and your ability to be touched by people, including people that you don't know or don't know well. And you've developed an ability to remain centered, and now you're really in a hotbed of distress.
Right.
And there is that potential that rather than holding yourself as only a receiver of information, that you recognize the wireless computer goes two ways. I can sit on my computer in a wireless atmosphere and receive emails, but I can also send emails. You can radiate
well-being,
but it comes from you first.
The circumstances do not determine your well-being. You do. Look, I got to tell you, Isabel, you know, on a scale of 10, with 10 being excruciatingly painful and 0 being none, a while ago I was at around 12, maybe 14. But, you know, that didn't determine my sense of well-being. It just, I just had to keep slowing things down and working myself through this stuff until I got to the other side of it. Now I'm on the other side of it. Doesn't mean it's gone completely, but it's less, and I'm doing fine here with it. You see, you can do fine with what you got, but you can't jump into panic. You jump into panic, then you lose it completely. That's when people drown.
By the way, you know, we're about to go to
a break,
but I don't know if you've noticed from the beginning of this episode to now, Shai's voice has gotten significantly stronger.
Part of it is
by getting engaged non-preferentially with what is and directing your attention into whatever the activity is as opposed to talking to yourself about what you like or dislike.
And we do need to go to a break. Can you come back after the break?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with you. Now listen. Listen to those, the commercials, rather than your thoughts. You're going to be in far better shape. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yep, welcome back. First of all, Sean, I would like to thank our listeners, so thank you.
What are you thanking them for?
Well,
let them know.
A lot of you listened to the show last month. We have had more than 250,000 listeners so far this year, and we really appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And, you know, if this show is touching you, share it with people. Particularly because there are always people in one's life that is going through a difficult time.
You know, you don't have to be going through a difficult time to listen to this show. You could have everything be going just dandy and have it go even better.
Yeah, but I think people could use the help in supporting themselves and being centered when things are challenging. So if you know somebody's having a challenge, you can also direct them to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. We have some really wonderful videos. We have articles of the month and, of course, access to this show. In a couple of weeks, a little less than 3 weeks, we're doing in New York City Transformational Time and Project Management. You're invited. It's time to be unreasonable with yourself and go for it if it's something that you want. So please join us. You still with us, Isabel?
Yeah. Yep.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Well, there you
I listened
have
to the commercials.
You listened good.
At first I went right into my head and then I'm like, oh my God, let me bring it back and listen to this beautiful voice.
Yes. Very good. You see, you have a choice whether to go listen to those thoughts that are always the worst possible scenario, or you can bring yourself back to what's actually happening in your life right now.
Well, I love that it happened. I love that you pulled yourself back, and I love that you share it. And that's one of the things, too, is really...
You create a possibility for people.
You do. And also, when Shia was speaking to you in the last segment where he said, you've gone into drama in the last sentence, do you hear it? In order to answer, you pulled yourself back into this moment. With practice, you get better at it, and then when things get challenging or more in an arena which you wouldn't prefer, which, you know, theoretically we would all love our parents to live forever, would love to live forever, would love to be healthy forever, would love everything to be good, and to our preferences, but it doesn't work that way. And so the more you practice being here in the little things, the easier it is when something that's apparently bigger comes along.
Right.
Hey, thank you for calling in today from France. We have
thank
another caller on the line, so we really should take
And we look forward to seeing you when you get back to the United States.
Yes.
Yes.
And our love to your dad.
Thank you very much.
And your
Bye, you guys. Bye.
Yeah, your husband, too, when you speak to him. Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. So we have Anina from Switzerland on the line. Where are you, Anina?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Switzerland, from a place called Nafels.
Nafels.
Huh? Excellent.
Nafels, that's where I live, yes.
Is it lovely there now?
It's lovely there, yeah. It's a lovely evening.
Oh, excellent.
We have these little birds in our yard called goldfinches. And they are so bright, vibrant gold today. It's awesome.
Yeah. And they've been here for a while, but they were turning from brown to gold because as the flowers come out and the flowers are yellow here,
they match
the flowers.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
They really changed the color.
Yeah, they do. They go from kind of a dull, dirty, gray, slightly tan yellow to vibrant gold.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
It is, yeah.
So, do you have a question for us today?
Well, yes. When I last had a really bad cold and a high fever, I noticed that I have a really hard time to give this day of illness to myself. You know, to really call in sick at work and stay home and have the time to pamper myself a little and to do inhalations and to get much better within no time, actually. But it does take that time.
So it's interesting that you think of it as pampering.
Yes.
And that pampering is not something you give yourself normally.
Yes.
It may be time for you to include what you consider pampering in your normal lifestyle.
Yeah, I like the idea. Yes?
It's a good idea.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us have been instilled with a work ethic, so we think that it's being mollycoddling or it's being lazy
irresponsible to not work all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, if you look around, those beautiful gold birds in our backyard aren't working all the time. They don't have the human conditioning to work for a living. They have the natural instincts to find seeds and things to eat and to be with each other.
Yeah.
When they are.
You know, Nina, sometimes I think people get sick to give themselves a legitimate reason to slow down and stop. And I'm not saying that's the case. Sometimes you just get a bug. But it's like, what if you give yourself license to rest before that malaise, before that hits you, so that your resistance isn't down, your energy reserves aren't down, so that that time isn't just to get yourself back to a semblance of healthy, but so that you are actually stopping and recharging your batteries before they go flat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that was very much the case. I was just so flat. I noticed that my body needed it because by the time I actually did call in sick, the fever went down quite quickly without anything else. So I thought to myself, most likely I was my body was, that was just my body's way of telling me it's time for a break.
Yeah.
But if you listen to your body sooner, you don't have to get sick first, is what
we're
saying.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not a failure to get tired.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really big one for me. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed something. You know, Shai and I are anthropologists. He's mm-hmm. a professional one, and I have come along for the ride, and I look through an anthropological point of view where I'm noticing how things are put together. And one of the things I spend a lot of time doing are emails. I handle the email department, so I'm typing, filing, filtering, and I find that my ability to type is dramatically impacted by fatigue. And if mm-hmm. I go and push through to do things that are not urgent in nature because I think it's responsible, it takes me so much longer to do what would be...
Yeah, but the other thing is then you make mistakes that you have to go back and correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes you need to take a break, and it's okay for you to just say, okay, I'm going to sit down and have a cup of tea now.
Yeah.
It's about respect, respecting yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, and that's also connected to the second question or second thing that came up today. Today, one of my patients with multiple sclerosis told me that she feels that her life is has no sense or no legitimation because she can't really do anything. She's either in her wheelchair or in her bed.
Well, you know, Anina, you could tell her that it's okay to just be there.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But it only works if you allow yourself to just be here. Because otherwise it's do as I say, not as I do, and it rings hollow.
Yeah.
And you can say, I have a challenge with that myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's neat, yeah?
Yeah. I, you know, when you say that, I think of Stephen Hawking, you know, who can do very, very
yes.
little.
With his body.
With his body, but his mind is very crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one other thing, and we have a couple other callers holding, but if you compare how you are to other people, it is also a way to get yourself lost. So if you think,
yeah.
well, my friend Anina has so much energy, more than I do, I should be. Your client is obviously comparing herself to, quote, able-bodied people and not recognizing mm-hmm. that people often feel like they don't have anything to offer and they may be walking around apparently looking great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's great, yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank
Lovely
you.
Hearing your
thank
voice.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Now we're going to skip across the world to Cheryl in Hong Kong.
Oh, hi.
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 Oh, great. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Thanks. The topic is really interesting, and it's been really moving to hear the different conversations you had. And I guess I want to talk or ask a question about gradually having more and more pain in my knees. And I feel like I start to not outwardly complain, but in my mind I'm complaining that it's kind of like what you were saying earlier, you know, I just don't want it to be that way.
Well, let me ask you a question, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Have you gone to a doctor about it?
No, that's kind of part of, I guess, a bigger thing. I haven't really had insurance. I've been working freelance off and on for the past few years, and I've just now started. I have proper insurance, and I haven't had time to go. I feel like I never have time to go.
You need to make time to go.
You know, it really isn't about the time. It's about your priorities and that you haven't really wanted to confront what they may say.
Right.
Yes, I that's definitely a big thought that goes through my mind.
Well, I find, for me, getting the answers to things that are going on with my physicality...
Let's things relax.
Yeah, let's things relax.
See, like Dan said, the second principle is just a fact. Your life shows up the way it does, and that's a fact. Now, if you resist it, you create pain in your life. If you allow it, then the pain dissolves, and you have your life back. And it doesn't always mean that the pain's going to go away. The physicality of it may stick around, but it'll stop running your life.
Right.
You know, I'm certainly no physician, and I certainly have no knowledge of what's going on in your knees, but I do know that you live in an area where there have to be lots of very skilled acupuncture practitioners, and I know that whilst when I had my shoulder difficulties last year, whilst it did not solve the underlying issue, which was a tear and frozen shoulder and all that, I found acupuncture to be
beneficial,
very beneficial, something that really took a lot of the pain out and made things a whole lot easier.
Yeah, well, that's something I would consider for sure. Sometimes I prefer, well, I guess Chinese or traditional medicine over Western medicine. But in any event, yeah, I think I haven't really been wanting to go to find out really what's wrong.
Right. And it may be something that you did whilst running or doing some form of exercise where you tore something in there. And those things can be repaired.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, again, don't know what kind of pain, but I do know that if you are saying no to a lot of things, there's that tendency to grip with your knees. You know, when you're standing and if you stand with your legs locked and grip with your knees, it's something that can also exacerbate or can contribute to what's going on. But it's interesting that you prefer Chinese traditional over Western.
And you're in Hong Kong.
I find it an interesting thing. I don't really prefer
one or the other.
I mean, if it can be handled by something like acupuncture or acupressure or something or herbs, I think great. But I'm interested in the full array of possibilities, and then I eat from the buffet as opposed to saying, not that, because it's against my ideals, my beliefs.
Right, yeah, okay. That makes sense. And I like the point about saying no, because that could possibly have, maybe when I'm saying no to different things,
look,
maybe I notice
darling,
the pain more.
Cheryl, when you don't want the pain in your knees, it gets stronger.
Yeah.
When you include it, it loses its power over you. At the beginning of the show, I was in a lot of pain, and I'd just been including it, and not even giving it much mind. But as I include it, it loses its power over me, so I can be here listening and talking with you.
Yeah, I really caught that at the beginning, and it just sounded so easy, but not something that I had been doing.
Yes. And, you know, I had shoulder surgery a little less than a year ago. I still have sensation. I don't have the full range of motion, but it's close. I still have times where it is, you know, certain moves challenge me. But if I have a conversation that I don't like it, don't want it, I should be over it by now, that's when I really create distress. But being willing to have what you have when you have it, rather than talk to yourself about what you would prefer, is a skill set that you can grow.
Strengthen.
You can strengthen, and it certainly leads the way to well-being. We need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great, yeah.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
Just giving everyone a heads up regarding our Costa Rican Adventure 2015. You may think that that's a long time away.
But the course is almost, both courses are almost full.
Correct. We have more people registered now than attended last year. Spaces are limited. So if you want to come, it is important that you come to a weekend workshop with us first, and then as we see that we all play well together, then you are welcome. So if you want to find out more about that, just go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Also, the course in Cambridge is filling up as well, Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment in Cambridge, England, July 4 through 6. And if you want to come to that and you're looking to get discounted discounted housing, you should register soon so that our support person and friend Minna can support you in making that happen. We're here with Cheryl. Are you still with us?
Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would not tell yourself it's not about the time, my friend. Seen to about your knees.
Yeah.
You just have to make you a priority.
Yeah, I was thinking about that over the break just now, and it's I say no to different things about how it's happening, what's happening with my knees, but also I haven't been making myself a priority or my health a priority.
Yeah, well, when you switch from thinking that something in the future is going to be better than what you got right now, you'll deal with what you have right now.
And health really is a priority.
Because if you're not feeling well, it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank, it doesn't count.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you're listening to Anina, but it's an interesting idea that just taking some time for yourself is considered by many of us as pampering as opposed to the way it should be.
Yeah, I did hear that, and I'm guilty of that as well, not letting myself rest or waiting until the very last minute, and when I'm exhausted and just can't do anything else, and then it affects different parts of my life. But yeah, thank you. Well, I think it's a good realization that I have to make myself and my health a priority.
You do.
But
it's funny that you call yourself guilty of that rather than it's
just
kind
being,
of
you,
thing
you,
like, oh yeah,
guilty makes you
wrong.
It's you throw a negative spin on the way you've been. But you know, the second principle says you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. So if you extend that backwards over time, you could have only been the way you were in any previous moment of your life. You haven't done your life wrong. The moment is perfect, and so are you.
Yeah, I notice sometimes we drive into New York City, and we go right by Newark Airport, and we watch the planes on their final approach to Newark, and when there's a lot of wind, sometimes it looks like they're landing almost sideways because they're compensating for this incredible wind current as they're coming down to safely land. So I think of it less as something you're guilty of and more recognize that there are driven currents in your environment and learn how to compensate for them so that you can land gracefully each day as opposed to be
banging
pushed,
your knees.
Yeah, banging your knees as you're driven into the ground.
Yeah. That's great. That's really cool.
Perfect.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller.
Lovely speaking to you.
Really?
Yeah, great speaking to you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We have Wolf in Germany. Where in Germany are you today, Wolf?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're good. Where are you today?
I'm at my office, my home office.
In what city?
In Hamburg.
Okay.
I'm calling in from Hamburg, and I'm listening to the show. It's great.
That's great.
Thank God for talking to you.
What can we do for you?
Yes, sir.
Well, when I got the topic for today, I thought I don't have a question, and then it came up my mind that a couple of years ago, there were like lots of people who left, like lots of friends who died, and my parents died, which was like put a big stress on me, and was very, very emotional. And a couple of weeks ago, I was staying with a friend of mine in Berlin, which is like one of my closest friends for the last 25 years, and he's quite older than me. He's like 70 something, and I feel so well with him that I got the thought of, like, oh, my God, he might be going at a certain point. What am I going to do? And I was like, I was crying.
Well, you know, you can get sentimental over things like that, or you can enjoy your friend while he's here.
Yeah.
You know, worrying about losing someone, you're obviously not in your current moment of your life. You're off thinking about what it will be like when they're not here. But as you just said, Wolf, he lives in Berlin, so he's not here right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in Hamburg, that's a few hundred miles or several hundred kilometers apart.
Yeah, it's just listening to the show right now, it was like, it's not in the moment, definitely not. And
right.
It just came up my mind, and I know it comes up at certain points that if I'm thinking of losing someone, I'm getting really touched and emotional.
Well, you know, you may look and see how that serves you, what purpose that fulfills for you, what you're not looking at doing or don't want to do or resisting, that you'll pull in a drama to occupy the current moment of your life to avoid dealing with something that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know what it is, but I can see what you're saying. And Stephanie Wright.
You know, it's always easier to get yourself upset over something that hasn't happened than to be with something that you find challenging.
Yeah.
Now, my mom is 89. She was the eldest of,
eight children.
Within the last couple of weeks, her closest and last sibling died.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I admired about her through the process of it was that she invested during all the difficult times, because my aunt had cancer that advanced, and there were lots of unfortunate, painful, challenging weeks of lingering, where my mom did what she wanted, some of the things that she does best, which was to make, for instance, custard, which was the only thing that Loretta, my Aunt Loretta, could tolerate eating. And she made meals for the family. She just invested. But I noticed that in the days that followed my Aunt Loretta's passing, my mom reinvested elsewhere, like in her yard, in her projects. That routine is something that can really pull you past the cyclical thoughts of you don't wish it would be the way it is.
Yeah.
The other thing my mom said to me, which I really think is kind of funny, she didn't say it at this point, but she lost three of her siblings within like a month of each other. The twins died within 3 days of each other. She said, if you want to age well, you should get yourself some younger friends. And she has
like
the other friend, Marie, now, who has also got some illness. She's like, Marie, you gotta like, you know, get it together here. You're my younger friend, you know. Which I think is kind of fun, her perspective, because she's very, very crisp, my mom.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that to invest in things is a really wonderful antidote for the drama that most of us like to do rather than moving forward in our lives.
You know, we work in Hamburg. We know you. There are some amazing people that participate in our courses in Hamburg that
definitely
that love you, Wolf, if you'll let yourself be loved by them.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
you can find unique reasons that you say, oh, they don't really love me. And you find reasons to prove yourself right. But, you know, intimacy is difficult for most people. You know, it's difficult to allow yourself to really be with other people and enjoy them.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I experienced during the weekends here and in Costa Rica as well. That when somebody comes up to me and I feel that he or she really loves me, it's like I'm like, what am I gonna do?
Right. Well, maybe there's nothing to do. Maybe
yeah,
it's about letting that love in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, has it ever occurred to you that when you let somebody's expression or experience of love in, you're giving them a gift?
Excuse me, I didn't get that.
Has it ever occurred to you that when you let someone's expression or experience of loving you in, you're giving them a gift?
No, actually it didn't.
Yeah. See, most of us, Wolf, are on tape. We think we're deficient and we don't have enough. And the truth is, for the most part, we are all wealthy in our being.
Yeah.
And it may not translate into the amount of money one has in their bank account, but we have the gift of compassion that we can share with other people and be there for people and allow ourselves to feel how much they love us and we love them. And you don't have to act out on that, you know? It doesn't have to make it mean something. You don't need to marry that person. You can just allow them to love you.
Mm, I'm just starting to get that at certain points.
Well, hey, if you're starting to get it, then it's happening.
Okay.
The other thing, too, that really makes it accelerate is when you recognize that you have things to give. I mean, I really appreciate that people who brought you, who introduced you, who stepped outside of, oh, this is for me and look how good I'm doing, and said, hey, mm-hmm. Wolf, I found something I think you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Because chances are there are people they've said, hey, I think you should come to these calls or these seminars or listen to this radio show, and there are people who are not interested. And then there's that disappointment factor. But I really admire that people extend themselves and extend to other people a possibility for living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we only know what we already know. And so the possibility of something outside of what we know doesn't exist for most of us. So the idea of having a stress-free, drama-free life where you're just enjoying being in the current moment of your life, that is a foreign concept to most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And you've discovered it as a possible way of life now.
What?
You've discovered that that's a possibility as a way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can live your life from being well, not having to upset yourself or other people to get attention.
Yeah.
You know, as we're coming to the last minute of the show, I realize that reaching out and sharing what's going on with you and creating community or being part of a community, whether you're a person who's going through something like Isabel, who's managing the challenge of her father's distress, or somebody who's doing really well today and reaching out and sharing that with people, there's something about extending yourself and remaining connected that is an incredible gift, and you shouldn't underestimate it. By the way, you may be interested in this, Wolf. Next week's show is called Driven to Drama.
Mm-hmm.
We saw people dip slightly into that drama zone today. If you want to practice the skill set of being centered regardless of the circumstances, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So tune in.
So thank you for calling in, Wolf.
Really, well, a treat to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
We got to go, folks.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. It was lovely. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
Yes, please do. And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.